This Claire's Matt and Kimber catch-up is for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Hey, podcasters. Claire's Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, the Zoom call that went wrong.
Oh, dear. Matt sings a little ditty about ISO.
We ask what line you always hear at work.
And we award our second Mix 94.5's Got Your Back, all thanks to our mates at ABC Blinds.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Over the years, the world has been on Microsoft Windows. We've moved over to Apple, and then we ended up on Facebook when the internet took off. And it seems like everyone are doing meetings on Zoom at the moment. The Zoom thing is just taking off.
Oh, God, I feel like every time I talk to someone, I have to download another app. Like, there's that many conversations that you can have online now with the camera and the mic that it's like, oh, well, I'm using this one. Come to my meeting. Yeah. And you're just constantly going between apps to make this technology stuff work.
Yeah. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I can't wait for a time where I can look at my computer and go, computer, do this, and it just does it. And I don't have to click activated on anything or try and make something work.
Well, there's been a bit of that going on as well, and of course it's also moved into the social realm where people are having catch-ups and holding their glass up, which I find hilarious. But we had a Zoom meeting about our show and about work yesterday with our producer, Tom. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, everybody. And the good news is that I managed to record it.
Oh, really?
You recorded
our chat.
Our Zoom chat.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say I didn't mean to do it, but... Yeah. No, I deliberately recorded it, hoping there'd be something funny in it. And it turns out that as a team, we suck very much so at technology. And
surprise.
Amongst other things.
Yeah, so obviously we struggle a bit when we're all in person. Yeah. And when we're in different rooms, it just gets worse and worse. So I recorded the call. Basically did nothing to it. I just cut the top off and cut the end off.
So you said.
And we have it to play. And the best thing is that Dan the internet.
Yeah.
I could send him the video, so he's going to put it online.
How come we didn't know this?
Well, that doesn't make it fun, Claire.
Recording.
Well, so, we didn't say anything inappropriate, though, did we?
I think we did.
Let's just say I had to get the beep sound effect out a couple of times.
Okay.
Let's just say legals have never been busier.
Yeah. I had a phone call from HR about 11 o'clock yesterday, and I got a bit concerned. But here it is. Here is our live Zoom conversation meeting from yesterday after the show.
All right.
Are you there, Maddie?
It's kind of. Hello, Matt. This is going perfectly.
Hey, Maddie, where are you, mate?
It's just a blank screen with a name.
Hey!
All right, let's go.
Can I run through some ideas?
Yeah, go, Casey. That sounds
okay, good. Well, because I was thinking that because we're all in our own homes at the moment, and I was like, maybe we could put Sorry, hang on, it's my graph. Sorry. No.
That f***ing dog, seriously.
Hang on, just give me a sec. I'm sorry, but I'm doing the best I can.
Did you lock the dog in the laundry?
What? Oh, Christ almighty.
Casey, Kimber.
She's muted it. Your microphone. Can't hear you.
Hello?
I haven't touched it.
You're back.
I think it's just cutting out. It might be the internet or something. So I was thinking if we did like a segment, like a... I think there's someone here. Sorry. I think there's someone here. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
All right.
Sorry. What's happening now? Kimber, turn your camera back on.
What is going on? I'm not touching
you. Oh, Christ.
Oh, jeez.
Well, actually, that's quite nice. let's keep her mute.
This is not going swimmingly, let's be honest. No. I think we should perhaps take a break, keep it all respectful. And Kimber, I was just saying, let's take a break for 5 minutes and just chill.
Yeah. All right, cool. Just try and mute their own microphone. We'll be fine.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Bunch of amateurs. This unbelievable. Oh, I was trying to have a bloody Zoom meeting with them. Could not organise a frothy
BC
in a brewery. Yeah.
You know your microphone's on.
Yeah, I just muted it.
No, I heard all of that. And for your information, I have organised a piss up in a brewery. Right.
I'm going to come back in 10. I'm back in 10.
Goodbye.
Well done, Tom. Never trusting you again.
There's our ACRA nomination for 2020.
Wow. We got so much done in that meeting. I mean, it really valid, wasn't it? A great way to spend our time.
Actually, we didn't come back in 10. We just vanished.
And you're all vanished. Fired.
Imagine if we got a recording of that big high-powered meeting that McGowan has with ScoMo and the other leaders every morning, and if it sounded like that.
It sounded like a dog's breakfast. Well, also, it was a dog.
I was still in my pajama pants yesterday. Well, I am every day when we do the show. I'm getting dressed on top. So that means that's in the video now.
Well, now people have heard that. The clicks on the website just gone through the roof.
Nuts.
Yeah.
At least you had pants on.
You've gone viral, love. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5. We are part of this weird new life where we're stuck at home all the time. So I've done a little ditty, mostly inspired by both of you and my own experience stuck at home. Borrowed heavily from the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby.
Nice.
You know, all the lonely people, but I've called it all the stuck home people.
Great.
So here we go.
Cool, man.
There's Matt Dictinsky, rolls out of bed and downstairs for his radio show. He pops in some toast, there's his Dalmatian, chewing his last pair of thongs, now Matt's feet are left bare. His dog doesn't care, all the stuck home people, I'm running out of thongs. All the stuck home people, not seeing anyone. There's Kimber Cahill, still in the same pair of track pants she wore all last week. Same socks on her feet, she's feeling frumpy, trying so hard not to eat everything that's in reach. But then she sees cheese, all the stuck home people, they're reading so much junk. All the stuck home people, clothes smelling of such funk. Ah, look at all the stuck home people. Ah, look at all the stuck home people. Alida Clarzy, still going in there to Subi to keep us on air. The studio bear, look at him working, turning his knobs and the faders for Kimber and me. No one's making him tea. All the stuck home people, they don't see anyone. All the stuck home people, not having any fun. Ah, look at all the stuck home people. Ah, look at all the stuck home people.
Hey, woo! A crowd of two.
Well done, mate. Thank you. Beautiful. I know I wanted to sing in the background, but I was like, that's probably going to be out of time.
That would have been funny. Beautiful work, Matty. Well done, mate.
Thank you, mate. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Now, we've mentioned many times we all feel very lucky to still be working. We know, and our hearts go out to the people who have lost employment over this time, because we know it's going to be very challenging for a lot of families out there too. But, you know, when it comes to our job, I mean, as we love our job, but there's some things that come with it that are an absolute certainty.
Sure.
Like every time you tell someone what you do for a living, we always get like a standard set of questions that people will ask.
Yes.
Like, you know, what are the questions you guys hear the most?
Hey, Matt, what time do you get up in the morning?
Exactly.
And what time do you go to bed?
Yeah, what time do you go to bed? Do you guys pick the music?
I love that one. And you know, it's fine because they're just conversations and people genuinely want to know the answers and we don't have a problem chatting about it. But there are just certain jobs that come with a set of questions that we all ask. So if I were to say to you, If I were to pretend I had a different job and I said to you, hey, everyone always gives me the line, been busy tonight, what do you think I do for a living?
What do you reckon, Maddie?
Sex worker?
No.
Yes. Nailed it. Sorry.
No one wants to know that.
Oh, no, hang on. Taxi driver.
Taxi
Bingo.
Or Uber driver, yeah.
Okay, got it.
So I was thinking what we could do is give us a call now, 133353. You're going to tell us the line that you hear all the time in your job, the one that the main one that everyone always asks, and the three of us are going to try and guess your occupation.
Yeah, see what your employment is. Can I make a confession here?
Go on.
Yeah.
We met in 2016, didn't we, Matt?
Yes.
The very first night that we're not the first night we met, but the first night we came and saw you in a play in Melbourne, I asked you the question, how do you remember your lines?
Of course.
You remember that?
Yes.
The non-actor question of the actor. How do you remember your lines?
You know what? I was just thinking about it then. It's completely fair enough.
Of course
they
it is.
They are legitimate questions.
Well, it's better than them not wanting being curious.
Yeah, quite. And it all comes from a good place. Like no one gets cranky because you get asked the same question because they're fair questions. But you do get those. Exactly. I'd forgotten about that one. How do you learn your lines and how do you get an agent? Those are the two things you get asked as an actor.
So
let's go to Rockingham. And Sian, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Sian, hit us with the line or the question that you always get.
Always get it. Busy last night.
So it could be a multitude of gigs, but a night.
Okay. Shen, I'm going to guess that you work in hospitality in a bar.
Nope.
How about in a hospital working a late shift?
That's...
Yes.
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 Were you thinking the same, man?
Yeah, I was. In the ED department, Sian?
That's correct.
Right.
And so were you busy last night?
I mean, you must be asked this just constantly.
No, never ending.
Yeah.
I can imagine, Sian, there is another question you get asked quite a lot too, which is what's the most interesting thing someone's put up their bum?
I'm not even going to answer that.
Okay. I wasn't asking.
Because you know it's true.
Asking if the question got answered.
Thanks for the call. That's great. Oh, have a great day.
Yeah, we'll go to Mark in Coogee. G'day, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. What's the line you always hear at your job?
How big's your hose?
How big's your hose?
How big's your hose?
Oh, well, you've got to be a fireman.
Yeah, drive me mad. I get it all the time.
How big's your hose?
What answer do you give, Mark? Have you come up with a creative answer now that you get asked it so much?
It's something. Nothing I can repeat on the radio.
No, right.
Do you get equal quota of who's asking, male and female, Mark?
Oh, mainly females. Right. Guys don't want to know.
No, yeah. Absolutely. You keep that stuff to yourself, brother.
I try to, mate.
We'll see you in a calendar.
See you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Mark,
you, thanks,
mate.
Mark. Yeah. Julie, what's the line you always hear at work?
I get asked, hi, Julie, can you provide me with a 12.9 black?
Oh, Julie, you're trying to get me kicked off the radio here.
12.9 black.
This one's a tough one.
So it's not. You're not a barista, Julie?
No.
Okay.
A 12.9 black. Gee.
Careful.
We all want one, but I don't know what.
What do you reckon, Kimber?
No, do you work in reticulation?
No.
That's not a euphemism, is it?
I think you've got us stuck.
You've got us, Julie. What is it?
It's a bolt.
Oh, okay. 12.9 black.
Is that the most common bolt that everyone's looking for, is it?
Oh, no. 8 or a 10.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so you're dealing with builders all the time, are you, Julie?
Oh, correct.
Right.
Well, you got us stumped on that one.
Yeah, for sure. I thought so.
Yeah, well, there were about 6 different things Matt wanted to say straight away, and he just realised where he was.
Yeah, well, that's why I had to laugh.
Yeah. Of course. Well, thanks for nearly getting us kicked off the air, Julie.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
Yeah, sorry, you too.
That's just what we want right now, isn't it? Get kicked off saying the wrong thing.
Deborah in Rivervale, tell us what's the line you hear at work all the time.
It must be lovely to be able to sit around and read all day.
Do you work in a library?
Yes.
Oh, nailed it. Okay. Nailed it early.
That was a nice, safe one for you. You're not going to get in trouble for that one.
No, yeah, perhaps not. Well, it depends what you're reading, I guess.
Deborah, do people think that you're not doing anything? You're not working?
I don't know what they think I do.
Well, read all day.
Well, yeah, clearly.
Hey, Deb, I know it's not a question, but do people shush you a lot as well, being working in a library?
No. In fact, we're like the noisiest people on earth. I used to work in a public library, and then I worked in a special library. I actually worked in the tax office library, and now I'm the law and criminology librarian at Murdoch University Library.
Oh great.
Wow. The library at the tax office must be a very quiet place.
That'd be thrilling, wouldn't it?
It's actually very interesting.
Is it?
You do, yes. You actually have to find a great variety of information about topics like business areas, and they have an area called the HUI, the High Wealth Individuals, Business and Internationals, and so you do a lot of research. And then you have things like, years ago, I think it's okay for me to say this now because you have to be like very careful about what you
Of course, very discreet, yeah.
Oh, no one's listening.
Years ago, they looked into the horse racing industry, so you had to know all the bloodlines of all of the major horses.
Right. Oh, okay.
And the sex shops.
I mean, it's no Harry Potter, is it, Deborah? I mean,
No, definitely not.
Hey, thanks, Deborah. We appreciate
good on
that.
You, Deborah.
We'll let you get back to a good book.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Let's go to Mindari. Jeff, good morning. What's the question you get asked all the time?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love your show.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
What do you get?
You've got the dream job.
Dream job.
The dream job.
Are you on a private ship or, you know, like a, not a cruise ship, but not a good place right now, but like a boat, someone's yacht or something, Jeff?
Very close. Party boat.
Party boat. That's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. I guess it does seem like the dream job until you have to clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I normally get that with the bucks parties, and there might be a bit of entertainment on board.
make a bit of a mess.
What's the boat called, Jeff?
Nautica Charters.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So if anyone's looking for a party, free plug.
Immediately thought of that. The scenes on the boats with what's his name, Jordan Belfort in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh yeah,
Party Boat Central. It's just going off.
I love that as soon as you say you've got the dream job, though, Claire's like, it's got to be something on a boat. Like people just instantly, you're out on the water.
Yeah, it nothing surprises me anymore. Okay,
half your luck, buddy.
On you, well Jeff. Done. All the best. Good to talk to you.
See you guys. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on
Mix 94.5. Mix 94.5's got your back.
I got you, buddy.
With ABC Blinds.
I got your back.
Our chance to make people feel good, reward them for something that's gone on really well. And, of course, it's the chance for people to acknowledge friends, family, or just people in the community who are doing beautiful things. Kaylin, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're really great. Now, Kaylin, tell us, you've gone to mix.com.au and nominated Jess and said that we need to get her back. She's doing something special. Tell us about Jess.
She's working in aged care. She goes to people's houses and looks after them, people who are still in their homes, so elderly or people with disabilities or just people that need a bit of help around the house. So she's working like crazy at the moment, doing split shifts every day, working 13-hour shifts and having to obviously sanitize her hands and make sure her clothes are cleaned and change between every client. And she just never complains. She's working really hard and she's helping a lot of people. It's great.
No, she sounds like an absolute legend, Kaylin. So what are her obstacles at the moment in doing her work, and what can we do to help?
At the moment, she's obviously having to clean her clothes a lot and change her uniform. And she lives in a little apartment where she's not allowed to put clothes out on the balcony to dry, but she doesn't have a dryer. So trying to get her clothes dry in time, she's often having to use a hairdryer to dry them.
Oh, no.
Oh, and it takes forever. It's like arm-breaking work.
She's, Yeah, well, she's going to work with a damp shirt, which just isn't great. Well, we can't. It's starting to get colder.
Caitlin, we certainly can't have that for her because she sounds like a bit of a legend in the neighbourhood.
Yes, she is.
Hey, Caitlin, we are going to spoil the girl. What do you reckon?
Oh, that would be amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for nominating her, for nominating Jess, and we will talk to Jess now and give her something special.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jess, you hardworking thing, a little reward for you. How you doing?
Oh, wow. Good, thanks. How are you?
We're very well. Now, Caitlin tells us you have been burning the candle at both ends and it's a bit of a struggle drying your clothes with a hairdryer each night. So we want to make it easier for you, Jess.
Okay.
Yes, we know how much work you're doing helping other people. And look, the team at Retrovision in Cannington, they want to give you a brand new Fisher & Paykel clothes dryer to make your life easier.
Oh, that's really exciting.
It's going to make life a bit better for you, Jess, but we're going to make it even better. Mix 94.5 and our amazing friends at ABC Blinds are going to give you $500 to spend at your favourite clothes store so you can update your wardrobe when you're not at work.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, Jess, all those soggy things you're wearing before, just rip them off and put on the new stuff.
Yeah, I will. That's so exciting. I never buy new clothes.
Well, Jess, it seems like you've got everyone else's back at the moment, and I can totally relate to the hands getting red raw from all the hand sanitising, and I'm sure you're doing it a lot more than me. So Mix 94.5 just wanted to have your back, as did Caitlin.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Jess.
Good on you, Jess.
Thanks, Jess. You legend. Well done, and no more standing there with a hairdryer and then heading off to work with soggy gear on.
Yeah, I know, it's freezing.
It's Mix 94.5's got your back. We're just easing the pressure just a smidge so people can focus on what's really important.
Register online at mix.com.au.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Oh, what?
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Actually, you were both slightly out there. That was even funnier this morning.
Now, my friends, obviously this has been, you know, the weirdest time that any of us can remember going through. None of us have ever been through anything. But I do think how lucky we've been, certainly here in Perth, that we've had such beautiful weather during this time.
Yeah.
And you can only imagine what those poor people in the Northern Hemisphere, who not only have they had such frightening numbers of COVID-19 and coronavirus, they've also been isolated during the middle of their winter.
Yeah.
And now, as the sun is starting to shine, they want to party.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
And we saw on our famous Bondi Beach how hard it is to keep people away for a little bit of sunshine in their outdoor favourite outdoor spots during this time. But as I say, imagine you're in Europe and it's coming to the end of a very long winter. And there's a park in Sweden in the city of Lund where they have this festival, the Walpurgis Night, which is based on an old pagan festival to celebrate the end of winter.
Right.
And normally they would have upwards of 20,000 people in this park.
Oh,
but of
right.
course,
yep.
These are different times and they can't allow that to happen. But they kind of know that people are going to go there unless the council cover the entire park in chicken poo.
Lean a little bit closer, see. Roses really smell like boo boo.
And that's what they've gone and done. Those
that's
damn
genius.
Swedes. It's genius. They reckon that not only will it stop people coming because it, you know, it stinks, but it'll also do a good job fertilising the garden for the rest of summer.
It's
but
a that's great idea. Like, imagine, like, most meetings where people sit down and they go, how are we going to fix this problem? There would have absolutely been someone in that meeting who said, we could put around some fences or get security guards or, some kind of heavy-handed, money-wasting approach. This is a great way to keep the gardens gorgeous.
It is genius, isn't it? Probably keep them fertilised for years to come, not just this immediate time. I guess the other idea would be to save plastic bags and just everyone send their dogs down.
Oh, yes. God knows that could work.
No pickup.
Well, I could just take enough off the bottom of my thong to cover the entire park, I'm sure.
Nice.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Time to catch up with the West Aussie pair who've been mates since school and now teammates on the hottest show in the country. Of course, it's Lego Masters, Sunday, 7 p.m. on 9. Jackson and Alex, welcome, boys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Guys, Team WA, go. I mean, you outsmarted the brick man, the man who knows everything about Lego, by completing a 1.2 metre tower in just 8 hours. How sore were your fingers?
I don't think we outsmarted him. I think it was very much outdumbing him or the shape height. The hands were very, very sore afterwards. I think we worked out it was like 10,000 Lego bricks in 8 hours in that tower. So wow. Definitely feeling it.
Guys, you're bringing the cool back to Lego. I mean, you know, you turn on the TV and there's these two spunks that look like they should be, you know, leading a rock band. How does it feel to be the new sex symbols of Lego?
I don't know if I'd ever heard Lego and sex symbol in the same sentence.
You have now.
But no, we're just stoked to be on the show and just like doing what we love together. It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, boys, Kimber mentioned, Lego's got some sharp corners and the rest of it. Kimber mentioned sore hands, but you ever got any Lego injuries? Is it like an RSI thing? What goes on there?
There were a few Lego cuts every now and then. If you dive too eagerly into a box of Lego, the sharp corners give you a little nip, but otherwise it's pretty harmless. I'd also say there's definitely opportunity for some torn fingernails as well, like trying to wedge bits apart, like particularly like when you try and get two bricks apart, and if you just try and use your fingernails for that over hours and hours, like it can really weaken them.
Well, it seems now that basically what you can build with Lego is infinite. I mean, you can create anything, but tell us about your dream Lego builds, like what you would do if you had unlimited resources.
Oh, I've always dreamed about doing like a really interactive piece, like a massive building that you can almost step into, but that requires so many Lego parts, and we'd need to get back in the brick pit to do something like that.
Oh, yeah. But dream big. What else you got?
The big pit.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of, like, zombie movies. I'd love to build, like, a big city under a zombie attack. I think that would be fun. You could have it sort of progressing through the city. Because I think I have everything to do with little detail, but I'd love to take a really big scale build and then throw in lots of little stories in, like, within it. But, bricks are limiting. You know, we never – I don't think it's likely that I'll have access to that many bricks again.
Not at home.
And boys, in the media release, it says that your friendship is built on intellectual connection and moral perspectives. Now, I didn't realise that there was such a spirituality to Lego. Tell me, what am I missing out on? Will this fill the hole in my soul?
I think Alex and I have grown closer for years because we do share a lot of the same values, and we think about this we think the same way about a lot of things, and I guess our approach to Lego is no different.
Yeah.
Hey, when you first met, guys, what were you into? Was there something you were into, and then you got switched onto Lego later? Were you doing something the same at school? Was it sport, or what were you up to?
I don't think Jackson and I were particularly athletic in school. we were in the same house together at the school that we went to, and I guess we just connected over sort of not fitting in. Like, Jackson would come bouncing up from his art class, like, with his shirt untucked, covered in paint. And, like, I don't know, the private boys' school felt like a bit of a strange environment for me as well. So I think Jackson and I connected over being a little bit different and then, you know, getting into all sorts of weird stuff over the years. But Lego sort of just came off the back of actually the first season of Lego Masters. As soon as I saw it, I knew that Jackson was a perfect person to apply with.
Well, you've certainly upped the ante from season one. It kind of looks like child's play now compared to what you guys are building. But go do it for WA. No pressure. I mean, I know you're having fun anyway, but we're all supporting you.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you guys, all the best.
Good on you, boys.
Thank you. Bye. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5. One of the great friends of our show who's been, of course, in Perth, doing 10 News First at 5 for a long time, and, of course, now working at Studio 10 on the East Coast, celebrating 20 years at Channel 10, a true pro and also a sweet human being, Norelda Jacobs. Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Clazy. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Norelda, we have celebrated a few of these anniversaries with media people around Perth and around Australia, but you kept this one really quiet. That 20 years crept up quickly.
Look, I thought it was going to fly under the radar, given where the world is at the moment, but I'm so happy to be with you guys today. I'm missing home, I have to admit, and I think it makes it worse that I can't come home. You know, it tugs on the heartstrings a little bit and heightens it when you can't get there. So I can't wait to be able to travel home and then be able to come back to Sydney without having to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Oh, Narelle, congratulations on a wonderful career thus far. And, of course, you know, we miss you here in Perth. And now you've become like a national icon and celebrity. Have you changed as a person?
Hardly. National icon. But that's very kind of you to say. No, I haven't changed at all. I walk to work every day in my tracksuit pants and sneakers. And, yeah, no, I haven't changed at all. I think you can't take Perth out of the girl ever.
Hey, Narelle, what is it about Perth that you're missing right now? Because we're missing some of the things about Perth too, but in particular Perth, not just family. What is it that's that you're sort of pining for?
Oh, those beach. I really love that. I do love, we've got really good cafes and restaurants at home. You know, we all complain and whinge about the quality of service and, you know, this and that, but we've got such good food at home and it's so readily available. So I really miss that. And I miss just catching up with people, you know, and we're all looking at WA for lifting the restrictions on 2 people to 10 people. Mm. I mean, we're celebrating tonight because we get to have two people over our house tonight.
Woo! Hey! Yeah,
hey. 10 people is an actual party.
Yeah. Well, Narelle, what was the transition like? I mean, you brought us our news for so long and now you're on Studio 10. You're having a bit more of a chat and a yarn with everybody. Has it been, is this a bit more fun for you?
It is a bit more fun. I mean, if you guys could imagine not having a chat about things and just not sharing your own opinion about it. And I guess that's the difference between, you know, presenting a news bulletin where it's all about the facts and it's independent and it's unbiased and all of a sudden you're allowed to have an opinion now. And that's what I'm finding the most fun.
And Narelle, when we have these anniversaries of people who've been in the media for as long as you have, we almost always ask the question, can you tell us the story that changed you? But it feels like we're almost living it.
We are living it. I mean, we're never going to have a bigger story for our whole lives.
We hope.
I know, geez. But I guess, you know, I mean, Australia's epicentre of the biggest story that we're going to live through, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to make you a little more homesick. I'll just give you the Channel 10 update, okay? This is just so, just in case you're not sure what's going on. Chiara Zaffino is still magnificent and beautiful. Lachie Reed is still fun and hilarious. And Timmy Gossage is still at war with everyone on Twitter. So nothing's changed.
And Monica Koss is doing an outstanding job.
She settled in beautifully.
Brilliant. I have such big respect for her.
20 years at 10. Now at Studio 10, Narelle Jacobs, always great to catch up.
Thanks, Clazy. Clazy, Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Now, guys, when you think back to a simpler time, the good old days, it often includes an iconic food for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that you grew up with or that you used to love. And they're bringing back the Polly Waffle.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, that chocolate bar, it was like the waffle wafer tube filled with marshmallow and then coated in chocolate.
Yes.
And they took it off the shelf about 10 years ago. It was invented back in 1947.
Yeah.
And it was ripped from our shelves. And for the last decade, people created a Facebook group of Let's Bring Back the Polly Waffle and have been putting a bit of pressure on Nestle to recreate the food.
Mm.
And it's worked.
Really? The people have spoken?
That's all they had to do. They just carried on like pork chops for a while, and a family-owned chocolate company in South Australia approached Nestle, and they have bought the brand and the recipe from Nestle, and they're bringing it back to shelves soon.
Power to the people. Power of the hungry, Matt.
Absolutely. And Sir Nathan Waffle, who invented the Polly Waffle, was always super proud of what he'd done. And was devastated, apparently, went to his deathbed crying that they'd taken it off the shelves.
Are you waffling again?
Still waffling.
It's funny because I think of the Polly Waffle, I have a great familiarity with it and a great love for it because it was one of those chocolate bars that my brother would get in his show bag and then I'd do all the trading and end up with all the good stuff. And he'd end up with so much rubbish, like more in number, but I'd end up with the Polly Waffles and the really good stuff.
You went quality.
Yeah, of course.
To be honest, I don't know if I really remember the flavour of them all that much. I'm trying to imagine it in my head, but I don't know if it's one of those things that everyone thinks they loved and they just want it back because it was taken away.
It was all right
with or whether it's still going to walk off the shelves once everybody, you know, once they come back.
A bit like our freedoms.
Or our ability just to go to the shops. Yeah.
Of course, the Polly Waffle, just as a description for anyone who hasn't seen it or can't remember it, the famous scene in Caddyshack, when the chocolate bar is in the swimming pool and everyone thinks it's a, something that comes from the human body. That's what it basically looked like.
Yeah.
Sounds delish.
So what's next? Have we got the Yumbo back yet? I'm thinking about ham and cheese melted.
Clazy. I loved the Yumbo.
Let's go the Yumbo. Who was doing? Who did the Yumbo? Was that Hungry Jack's?
It sounds familiar to me.
Oh, Kimber.
I don't think HJ's have brought it back. Maybe they have, but I used to love a Yumbo.
Yeah, basically a bread roll, wasn't it, with a bit of melted cheese on some ham.
Microwaved ham and cheese, but something about it, it was super soft and gooey, and it was delicious.
Yum, yum.
No, it looks like the Yumbo came back last year.
Oh, I missed it.
Really?
Just temporarily, and I guess that's the thing, is that maybe it won't be as successful as we thought with the old Polly Waffle, but we'll see what happens.
Well, to be fair, with the Yumbo, you can't go past a cafe now and get a ham and cheese kind of toasty thing. But back in the day, you know, we didn't have cafes and things like that. Yeah. So it was quite exotic, the Yumbo.
It certainly was, and I was waiting for you to say when Graham Yumbo came up with the Yumbo, but you didn't.
Sir Graham Yumbo.
Oh, sorry, man. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. Lockie Reed, our good mate. G'day, mate. How are you? You're outdoors, are you?
I am. I thought I'd go for a bit of a stroll in the park this morning, freshen up for a big day.
Gee, there's nothing you can't do. You broadcast at the same time as heading out into the park.
Are you running your own personal training session?
Well, we'll see how we go. I mean... I'm running a few personal training session with 10 West Coast Eagles. I'm allowed to do that, so
sure?
I thought I would do that today.
Beautiful.
No. Well, I think you're allowed to do it if you're a personal trainer, but not if you're an Eagle. So anyway,
it's weird, isn't it?
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, just no shared gear. Yeah.
Lockie, if we're going to get you training anyone, we might need you training the Perth Wildcats now we're losing Bryce Cotton.
Stop mentioning his name.
Well, I'm up for playing the shooting guard position if the Wildcats need someone. I think I'd be a pretty handy addition to the team.
You're closer to Steph Curry, I think, mate, in style, so never miss a bucket.
I would have said closer to Phil Smythe.
Phil Smythe! Hey, yeah, you talking? The old Canberra Cannons.
Is that because of my lack... That's because of my lack of hair, isn't it, Matty? Oh,
but
rough.
Not lack
rough.
Of enthusiasm.
All right, Lockie, you're outside. We can hear the wind in your, not in your hair. And here's your intro. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. The lockdown quiz is ready to rumble. And I thought, as I said yesterday, we'd do a quick little heads and tails. So don't look at each other. Just pick whether you're going heads or tails.
Okay.
All right, so one hand on the head if you want heads, one hand on your butt if you want tails. I know Matty will choose his butt because he likes to feel that every now and then.
Yep.
I'm going to throw the coin up in the air.
Okay.
And here we go. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Heads or tails? What have you picked, Kimber?
I've gone
what,
one
what
head,
have you
one
picked,
tail.
Kimber? Heads?
One head, one tail.
Righto then. Matty?
I've gone tails.
One head, one tail. Okay. All right, here we go. Throw the coin in the air. And we have a heads.
Yay,
who's
got
picked the heads?
I got two on the head. Hey.
Two on the heads. Oh, no on the tails. There we go. Well, there you go. That went really well. Okay, question number one of the lockdown quiz.
Good quiz night.
Question number one of the lockdown quiz. Getting very windy down here. I might try and sneak into the car in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
I spoke about Chuck Long the other day, being a sportsman with an unusual name that suited his sport. Question number one, Steve Slowly completed for Jamaica in the Commonwealth Games. In what event did Steve Slowly compete in? Think about the name.
Steve Slowly.
Steve Slowly, okay. A legitimate athlete. He was a Jamaican athlete. He competed at the Commonwealth Games. Trust me, I am right in saying this. I'm just sneaking in the car because it's windy. That was question number one. Question number two, it's music time. Here's Chris Murphy with a ripping song.
Oh, yeah, I wish I knew that was there. Can you make it up? Go to another question.
Push some buttons. Have you got anything?
Okay, today is going to be the day when they're going to know that for you. Hey, we'll go to question three. Okay.
Yeah,
question number three. Who am I dressed as? I first appeared in a comic strip in 1966. I was created by an evil wizard to spy on a small colony of human-like creatures. Some of my new friends were known as Brainy. Another one was Clumsy. And one was Greedy. I've appeared in movies, comics, and cartoons. And Kimber, you sometimes could look like me when it's really, really cold. Who am I dressed as? That is question number three. Do we want to go back to question number two? Have you got it there?
I think we should. Man? Yes, now that I've found it, it's all good.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Chris Murphy.
Lockie Reed. Okay, folks, what is the next line? Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, should have somehow...
Clearly hates the lyric game.
That's a great song.
Yeah, great song.
Do you? You know the names of the songs, but you don't like singing along to it?
I just don't remember lyrics, mate. I'm terrible with lyrics.
Yeah, Claire can tell you the year it came out, who did it. He can tell you everything about the song except the lyric.
Except the lyric. All right, question number one. Was Steve Slowly competed for Jamaica at the Commonwealth Games in what event? What event do you reckon Steve Slowly competed in, Maddie?
I've gone the walk.
Kimba?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, there's the walk in the... Yeah.
But I'm wrong, clearly, by the lack of enthusiasm.
What did you reckon, Kimba?
Well, I've picked a sport I'm not even convinced is in the Commonwealth Games. I've gone with curling.
Curling?
Oh, the famous winter Commonwealth Games.
and Clarsey, what'd you pick? What'd you reckon?
I reckon he'd be a sprinter in the 100 metres with the best time of 19.48.
Clarsey is correct. Steve Slowly was a Jamaican sprinter.
Oh, brilliant.
There we go.
What a great name.
Nice one.
I don't think he got into the final, though, I must admit. I think he didn't even get past the heats. But anyway, he needs to quicken up, old Steve Slowly. Music time. The answer to question number two was Realised What You Gotta Do, the great Wonderwall song. That is a terrific song in the pubs. We play it each and every time we head down to the pubs. And question number three, who am I dressed as? I first appeared in the comic strip in 1966. I was created by an evil wizard to spy on a small colony of human-like creatures. One of my new friends was brainy, another clumsy, and one was greedy. I have appeared in movies, comics, and cartoons. And Kimba, you sometimes look like me when it is really, really cold. Kimba, do you know who you are or who I'm dressed as? Oh, close. Close.
Do you know that? That's what I wrote down as well, Gargamel.
I was still trying to find Wonderwall, mate, so I was a... That's the risk.
You did this down. All right. Well, it was... I am dressed as Smurfette.
Oh, no.
The Smurfette.
Was she created by Gargamel?
Wow.
Yes, exactly right. She had dark hair early on, and then they changed... Then Papa Smurf changed the colour of her hair, and she became a Smurf.
Oh, I'm blue with envy. Well done. Wow.
The evil genius.
That's right.
Never trust.
How'd we go today? Was that just
again.
A Polish performance?
No, it was very average. Right. Only got one.
I just got Steve
it was
Slowly.
A Polish performance.
Yeah, I got the one.
Not good. At the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah. Well, I got a one.
You've got the weekend.
Yeah.
You got the weekend to recover, and let's get stuck into it on Monday.
Hey, mate, can we play Heads or Tails again on Monday? That was fun. Went really well.
Yeah, that was gold. We won't be doing that ever again. Heads and tails. That was a fail.
Great radio.
Thanks, Lockie.
On your luck.
See you soon. Bye.
That Clarsey, Matt and Kimber catch up was for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.